still so dark because it's still so early, and the chipper little girlie at the front desk doesn't mind at all. These phony living rooms and fake plants are killing me. This bad coffee's filling me with equal parts joy and rage. Put my makeup on and crack in half, I choke back a laugh. Find the camera with the red light. Good morning, Tucson. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, good morning, Tucson. I throw to you before I throw the rest away. When I was coming up, I got the donuts, which means I got the donuts that I wanted. There was no young punk to steal my jelly glazed, and I'm still sort of amazed that you can be born in the 90s. When I don't like what they talk about, I take the earpiece out, they just cue me through the window. Good morning, Tucson. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, good morning, Tucson. I throw to you before I throw the rest away. While they do the weather, I pretend I'm writing something, but I'm really far away, really far away. I keep my smile warm in case they turn the camera on, 'cause now I have something to say, I have something to say. Camera's melting, but I just keep going. It's been a pleasure knowing you. I wish you all the best of luck. When the prompter dies, I'm comfortable winging it. I'm practically singing it, the song that tears the world apart. Through the smoke beyond my parking space, I see my giant face on the billboard by the highway. Good morning, Tucson. The lights come on and so I smile wide and say, good morning, Tucson.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 190. I am your host, Sid Souter. Start things off with a track by Jonathan Colton. That song is called Good Morning Tucson. You can find that on Jonathan's self-titled album. Came out November 8th on his own Joko Sirius label. Jonathan is a musician and blogger from Brooklyn, aren't they all? But you may have seen him on tour with They Might Be Giants, or on tour with Jonathan Hodgman, or heard him on Jonathan's Hobo Names book, I suppose. Very good album there. Lots of pop. Very They Might Be Giants or even Ben Folds, but just perfect pop there. Give that one a listen. And while you're thinking about perfect and simple pop, we're going to get a little noisier, a little more adventurous. This is a track by Cloud Control.
Take me higher. You wake up. You're on fire. music left. Walk, walk, walk me home. Let me live my life on home. Crossroads, where we at? You go right, I take. Halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm halfway down the cliff. No way up, no way back. Stuck in the middle, I'm stuck in the middle. I'm jeopardized, paralyzed. Shut your mouth, analyze. What's the prize? What's the prize? Guide us, died, guide us, died. Both ways open jaws, waiting for me to drop off. Both ways open jaws, in a second.
That one striking you from left field. That is The Do with the song Slippery Slope off their album Both Ways Open Jaws, which just came out November 15th on Six Degrees Records, a band out of Paris, France. And I think that album may have been released earlier in France, but we're happy to see a U.S. release there. That's a song that I originally saw the video for and really fell in love with. The album is all over the place, but all of it is very good and very adventurous, and so a big thumbs up there. Before that, Cloud Control from Sydney, Australia. Name of that song was There's Nothing in the Water We Can't Fight, and that's on the band's album Bliss Release, which came out, I don't know, like last year, I believe, but I think it's just been re-released in the U.S. as well, so another one of those. And another band that I saw the video for, and it intrigued me enough that I picked up the album, and that's a good album as well. It's got some very now sounds, which is both good and bad, but I think you should probably listen to that one and make up your mind. I think you'll probably like it, though. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully, I'll make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. We're going to continue our international journey here by a trip to St. John, New Brunswick. This is a band called Penny Blacks. Thank you.
step up to the microphone with tattoos and newly shaved head. Newly shaved. Jason, what are you waiting for?
Jason, your foundation's gotta be strong before you go. Building up walls around the entrance of your home. 'Cause those second floors will come crumbling down into the door. With all those bricks and shingles, it takes time and it takes work. You say, I need help, but won't you give me my medicine? But I say, look more closely.
Afraid that there's just not enough superlatives to describe how much I like that. That is A Stick and a Stone with the song Medicine. That is on the album Opal Nightly, which came out August of last year, 2010, on Exotic Fever Records. That is the project of Elliot Harvey from Philadelphia. I saw him a few weeks ago opening for Kimya Dawson and was very impressed, and then picked up the CD and was simply floored. Great arrangements, great compositions, beautiful melodies, and just fantastic performances throughout. Do pick that one up. You'll find it online in all the usual places. Before that, Penny Blacks with the track Bitter Bruiser Society. That is on the album Harbor, which was just self-released in the last couple of weeks, I think. That is the project of Jason Ogden, known for his post-punk work in Hospital Grade, doing a little more solo acoustic thing, though picking up help from friends all along the way. That track there, just a fantastic pop song as well. And there are hints of that, hints of jazz. Kind of reminds me of Jeff Farina from Karate's solo efforts in some places. So find that online as well. Give that a listen and see if that's something you'd like to add to your collection. I see that I'm about out of time, so I better give you the details, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 190. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock, or on Google Plus or Facebook or wherever else you like to do those sort of things. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Kimya Dawson. The song is called Walk Like Thunder, and it's kind of the centerpiece of her latest album, Thunder Thighs, which was just released in October on Great Crap Factory Records. I imagine that's her own label. This is a very raw and heartfelt album, and this track is no exception. So prepare yourself for some gut-wrenching honesty and some incredible observations, like the whole album. It's just a pleasure. So we'll talk again next week. Sadly, I'll still be in the hotel and you'll still have hotel fidelity, but you'll get good music, right? Until then.
My friends and the doctors were all shocked I wasn't dead. That's when Katrina looked at me, and this is what she said: walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. So I walked to the rebel spot. I walked all over uptown. I walked right side up and I walked upside down. I walked to Chetsamoka with my eyes fixed on the ground. Yeah, we walked all over Chetsy Beach and kept the rocks we found. Then I walked back to my parents' house. I walked back to my old bed. Yeah, I walked back and I walked fast past all the voices in my head. I walked with the sweats and I walked with the chills. I walked in New York City and I walked in Bedford Hills. I walked into open mic nights and I walked into the rooms. I walked feeling optimistic and I walked feeling doomed. I walked with some mama's boys and I walked with some punks. I walked dressed up like a rabbit. I walked dressed up like a skunk. I walked with some givers and I walked with some leeches. I walked all by myself and I walked with the moldy peaches. I walked all over the world so I could sing my songs to you and to your most desperate emails. I'd say this is what I do. I walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder. But at some point I got so comfortable that I didn't even realize that I'd started to crawl. Then my old friend Tommy died at 37 of a heart attack, and I cracked, 'cause people my age are not supposed to die like that. No, 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 people my age are not supposed to die like that. He was the old manager of the sidewalk cafe. That place was a second home to me. It's where I learned to play. His personality really helped create a space where a bunch of honest misfits could all gather and feel safe. He was a cynic, a supporter. He was crazy, he was queer. He'd either yell out, "Cut the bullshit," or he'd say, "I'm glad you're here." And it was always such an honor to have Ami on my side. That's why it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Yeah, it hit me like a Mack truck when I found out that he died. Then enter Alex, 33 years old and so sick with the cancer and trapped inside a body that betrayed his real gender. We all hoped and prayed that he would go into remission at least long enough, just long enough to complete his transition. He said, "Kimya, did you know 11teen's my favorite song?" I said, "Then get your ass on stage right now and you can sing along." That's the very first song I ever wrote all by myself. It's about angels and recovery and friends and hope and health. By the time we finished singing, he was pissed off, he was scared. He said, "I lost my home, my lover, my insurance, and my hair. And now I'm about to lose you to my new friend." I looked into those big blue eyes and said, "We'll meet again, were both already flying. We held hands and we sang songs, tried to be strong, floated around. Well, I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him down. Yeah, I cursed the skin that he was in for all the ways it had let him down. But at the same time, I was taking my own body for granted. First I lost sight of my feet, then they became unplanted. And I never felt so stupid or so selfish or so sad. Yeah, my body had been good to me and I treated it so bad. Yeah, my body had been good to me and I treated it so bad. Then he said, Mama, I don't want my friends to watch me die. So I kissed his cheek, made him a shirt, and then I said goodbye. And they cremated him in the shirt that I drew of the two of us that said, they're flying over you two. Now the silver pink ponies have my homie in their crew. So I tightened up my laces and knew what I had to do. I started walking again.
Coincidentally, the rebel in me walked like thunder.